The largest city in western Massachusetts is making a change in its recycling program. It could have a ripple effect in other municipalities in the region. The city of Springfield is notifying the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection Friday that it will no longer bring recyclables to a state-owned collection center in the city's North End after a 10-year contract expires on June 30th. Springfield currently pays nothing to use the recycling center, but under a new contract proposed by the DEP, the city would be charged roughly $1.2 million a year. There are less expensive options from private contractors, according to the Springfield DPW director, Chris Signoli.
We've received two bids, so whatever contract that we end up signing in the city of Springfield is going to be significantly better than a DEP contract.
Speaking at a meeting of the City Council's Sustainability and Environment Committee, Signoli said the cost for the city to dispose of its recyclables will be disclosed in a few months when he files his department's proposed budget for the fiscal year starting July 1st. There was a time municipalities could count on receiving revenue for recyclables, but now the international recycling market has collapsed in large part because China, in the midst of a trade war with the U.S., no longer accepts the large quantities of paper and other materials for recycling it once did. The Springfield Materials Recycling Facility on Burney Avenue collects about 20,000 tons of recyclables a year from communities in western Massachusetts. About a third of that tonnage comes from the city of Springfield. So Springfield's decision to pull out could leave the regional center on shaky ground. Also, where Springfield ends up sending its recyclables could close off options for other municipalities, according to Signoli.
Whatever tonnage we're going to bring somewhere is probably going to box out any other community from being able to dump there because we're taking so much tonnage. So a lot of the other communities are scrambling right now to be able to find what they're going to do.
Springfield signaled its intention to stop using the DEP-owned facility months ago when it publicly advertised for bids from recycling contractors.
So what we've told all the other communities, directly and indirectly, is do not be surprised that on January 31st we say we're not signing a contract, which we've basically already told everybody. Because I don't want to see a community sitting there in the middle of March with no place to send their stuff.
Signoli said the city will stick with what is known as single-stream recycling, where residents put glass, paper, and plastic into one container rather than sorting the items into separate bins.
Right now, our single-stream program is one of the few that has no contamination issues at all that we run into. So if we had gotten on our bids a much wider difference for dual stream versus single stream, we might have looked at it, but right now it doesn't look like it's anything.
The city charges a $90 annual fee to residents for curbside pickup of trash and recyclables. Signoli said a decision on whether the fee needs to increase to cover the new expense for recycling will be up to the city's finance department and Mayor Dominic Sarno. City Councilor Jesse Letterman, who chairs the Sustainability and Environment Committee, said most people want to recycle because it's the right thing to do, but there are limits to what municipalities can afford.
And I think that the state really should be stepping up and looking for solutions and how they can support municipalities.
Signoli said the city's new recycling contract will likely be for 3 years, with an option to renew for an additional 3 years. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.